So, David, 2:45 in the morning, you were in the car. What happened exactly?
Well, with 7 laps left in my stint, probably the beginning of a double stint, I was coming out of the Molson hairpin in second gear, accelerated through third gear, went to go into fourth gear, and nothing. There was no drive. I tried fifth gear, sixth gear, back to third. There was nothing. I was able to keep the momentum of the car going all the way through both Indianapolis kinks, as it is mostly downhill. Reached the first right-hander of Indianapolis and thought I should pull over onto the grass and seek a marshal station to have a look at the car. The marshals pushed me into a safe area. I was able to get out of the car, access the toolkit, but I couldn't diagnose anything. The event occurred at the furthest part of the track, so I had no radio contact with the crew. I had to converse with the marshals to get them to call race control in order to get the crew out. The crew were able to commandeer 2 motorcycles, and they showed up very quickly within 10 or 12 minutes. We spent another 10 minutes trying to diagnose and discuss the problem, keeping in mind under Le Mans rules, only the driver can work on the car, with verbal assistance only from the crew. They could not provide any spare parts or special tools other than what was in my small onboard toolkit. After a frantic 10 minutes, the decision was agreed upon by team manager Peter Seichel, myself, our chief mechanic, to withdraw the car. The heartbreak of it was to be running in second place when this happened. You know, we come to Le Mans, and to participate is a wonderful thing. And when you start the race, your goal is simply to finish the race. But after 11 hours, to be running second and to almost taste a little bit of victory, it's a real heartbreaker. So we pack up, we go home, and we think long and hard about next year and mount a campaign to make that one next step.